Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Are you ready to give love advice today, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm always ready.
Let's go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Is that the remix?
Coughing attacks. That's what Al brings.
In the world.
Yeah, right there?
Wrong pipe.
Just ate an almond and yeah, it went down the wrong pipe. Sorry about that.
That's why you don't eat while we're on
the air. It was four minutes ago, but it just kind of, you know, almonds
are
sticking
in
your mouth.
You'll still find it.
Chilling there.
Yeah. Hang out on your tonsil for a while. It's weird.
I was just sitting there.
Oh, I thought you were just...
I had conversation. I go outside, talked to the girls outside watching the show. I came back in here and all of a sudden 10 minutes later.
I thought you were a hamster and you were stuffing them in your cheeks or something.
I'm good.
You want water?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
It's okay now.
Bottle. Yeah. Okay. All right. Back to love letters.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This one's heavy, okay?
Okay.
And I can kind of relate. On the surface, I feel like people believe I'm the most well-kept person of all time. I seem like my puzzle is in a million little pieces that all fit together perfectly. But on the inside, I'm shattered into every single one of those puzzle pieces. I'm a mess, and this facade I'm trying to maintain is exhausting me to the point of no return. People think I spend my lunch hour eating apples at the park and going for a walk, stopping to feed the ducks, or doing yoga by the pond. I don't. Most days, honestly, I go and find a parking garage, park in a spot, and cry. I just cry until I can't cry anymore. Jeez. I'm so sick of being the girl everyone says they admire, and I wish I could be like you. You have it all together, because I'm not. It's a lie. I'm a disaster on the inside, but no one can tell. I want to run away and never come back, but that's not realistic at this point in my life. Something's got to give. Can't do it anymore. Help me, Kelly. Tanisha.
Well, you're depressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number one, you're depressed. You need medicine.
Yeah. Going through, you know, some things. And when you get in those positions, like I recently went through a really bad bout of depression, tried therapy, and decided this is making it worse. So therapy's not always the solution, right?
Mm-hmm. What helped you, Kelly?
So the thing for me was I had a few people in my life that, you know, some people are just like, you've got so much to be thankful for. You have no reason to be depressed, which only makes you feel worse, because that's really mm-hmm. true. You know, I don't have any right to be depressed. There are people who are, you know, battling,
homeless or,
you know,
being,
serious
yeah.
grave illnesses.
Is different than being sad about a circumstance.
You can't control being depressed.
Right.
Sometimes.
Well, you can. It, you know, you can take steps to get out of it.
Yeah.
You can. You know, like for me, I made the choice, and it's not this simple for everybody. That I'm just not going to give in to it. And it took about 3 or 4 days to get out of it. But I just made the choice. I'm not going to give in to it today. And if I found myself going there, I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'll do something else. I would change my state. Kid used to do this weird thing where he'd clap his hands and jump up and down 3 or 4 times just because it changed the state he was in. And it
exactly.
really worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that even if you're depressed, if you just make yourself smile, for some reason it does some weird
yeah.
trick in your brain and it makes you feel better. So it's a lot of mental games you have to play with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are blessed. Maybe it does help you to keep a blessings journal or something like that. Count your blessings. And maybe for you it would be helpful to go to talk to somebody. Like in my case, I went to talk to somebody and I realized I didn't want to hear myself complaining about this crap anymore.
Right. Right.
You know, so I just quit going.
And I'm the opposite. And I'll just, because I'm in the same situation and I hit a point that I was feeling this way. And then you hate it because people are like, oh, you have this great job and people love you. And it's like, none of that really matters when you're really hurting
yeah.
inside. And it's like, you know, I think you just need to throw everything up against the wall. Like, not like Kelly's solution might not work for me. You know, whether it's trying new stuff, going to therapy, reading books, getting some medicine. Not everything's going to work, but you'll find a solution that does. And talking for me actually did help a little bit because they teach you a different way to process those negative thoughts that
mm-hmm.
I'm such an overthinker that like I would just lay in bed all night thinking and
mm-hmm.
being sad. So, you know, you need to go talk to someone and don't worry about faking it in front of other people all the time.
And if it doesn't work for you, try something else.
Yeah. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. So.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a 26-year-old guy and I've had a girlfriend for 7 months now. And I cannot honestly say that I love her. Juan Pablo over here.
How many months?
7.
Well, why do you have to be in love after 7 months?
I couldn't honestly say that I know what love is. I enjoy being around her. I miss her when she's not around. But I also enjoy my own time. I don't want to fall asleep with her every single night and wake up next to her every morning. There's never been a female in my life I wanted that with. I guess in my mind, if I don't want forever with someone, I must not truly love them. Or do I have the wrong idea in my head of what love really is? Can you help me clear my feelings up, Kelly? Javier, shut up.
Tell you how to feel.
You're
I can't
just
tell
a dude.
You how to feel. You're just this is you know you're if it works for you and this why screw it up? You're being the girl in this relationship.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing good, dude. You don't have to be in love. You could just love being with somebody like you love being with this girl. You hate missing. That's cool.
And you know what? There's a lot of people who feel that way. They can really love someone but don't want to be around them all the time. So if you hook up with someone who travels a lot for their job.
Perfect.
And they're gone a lot. But when y'all are together, it's great. But when they're gone, I have my breathing space.
It's cool.
That works for a lot of couples. Wouldn't work for other couples. They need to be together a lot. You need to find your perfect match. She's not complaining, mm-hmm. if she's digging the vibe and everything's going smoothly, just ride it out.
Yeah,
why do you have to force something that's not there? Just enjoy it for what it is.
Because that eventually comes with somebody, you know? You might not go in head over heels all the time.
You may not ever fall in love. Maybe you just...
I mean, that could be love for you. You never know.
But why? Because you're not feeling what somebody else says you're supposed to be feeling.
Yeah.
Don't stress about it. Just feel what you feel.
I like how you feel.
Go. You're 26.
If you don't enjoy her company anymore...
Go with it.
Break up with her. But if you're enjoying it, and if she's willing to leave when you don't want her around and comes back when you want her... That's great.
Yeah, you're missing her when she's not there. That's a good
sign.
Sounds
good.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, be you.
Quit creating problems.
Right,
this is my overall blanket statement to everyone. Quit making problems where there are none.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yes.
My best friend of 9 years asked me to be her maid of honor at her wedding, and I accepted.
Nice.
Not really realizing how expensive it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I thought I was doing her a favor by planning things, and she would cover the cost because it's her wedding, not mine. So you hear that? I thought I was doing her a favor by planning things, and she would cover the cost because it's her wedding, not mine. So she's kind of being the planner.
Wedding showers, bachelorette parties.
But apparently that's not how it works. I honestly cannot afford to do this. I do not know how to go back without feeling ashamed and humiliated and tell her that I can't fund these things. These were just my ideas, all right? I'd almost rather give up my apartment, move back in with my parents, and take a third job than tell her how broke I really am. Am I being dumb with this?
Yes. This is where people get themselves into trouble, is by trying to keep up appearances. Yeah. Teresa Giudice, Real Housewives of New Jersey, getting ready to go to prison because you got to pretend to everybody how much money you have because you're worried about how you look.
Mm.
You're not on that level of lying about your circumstances. But go to her. If she's truly your friend, your best friend, say, look, I'm over my head and I can't afford, to do some of these things. If if this means that you need to ask somebody else to be your, and of course
co-maid,
she's not going to say that.
Yeah.
But if you need someone else to be your maid of honor who can handle these financial responsibilities, this just being a mature adult. This isn't even your wedding. I mean, it's one thing to chip in for a bachelorette party, right, JC? You shouldn't bear the brunt of it on your own. If you're being forced to pay for everything by yourself, then your friend is taking advantage of you, and that's not a very good friend in the first place. But just go to her and explain to her, friend to friend, I really can't afford to do all these things. When I suggested this big lavish party, I didn't realize that I didn't know how these things work. I didn't realize that the cost was going to come back to me and I can't afford it. Just be a mature adult. Don't go into debt and move back in with your parents to keep your friend happy. That's ridiculous.
Right.
They're going to be divorced less than 5 years from now anyway.
Amen. All right. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm coming to you for advice because you seem to be a very strong-willed woman who isn't afraid to speak her mind on things she's passionate about.
Dang right.
I'm the complete opposite when it comes to my relationship. I cannot oppose anything my boyfriend says, regardless of how stupid it is. If he wants steak, I go with it, even though I'm vegan. Somehow I ended up being designated driver on my girls' night out for my birthday party because he drank way more than I ever could.
Oh, wow.
If I try and argue with him, he just turns it around on me. It becomes some big ordeal not even worth fighting over. So I've just started to say, why bother? I'm sure my submission has caused him to lose tons of respect for me, so I need to find a way to try and get that back. How do I go about doing that, Kelly?
Oh,
Cheryl.
God, I don't know, Cheryl. seriously, you've gotten yourself in this position.
Mm-hmm.
You've lost yourself.
This doesn't even sound like a good relationship.
No, leave that.
Where's the part about how great he is? Where's the part about how you love him? There's no mention of that.
Oh, right. Kelly, you know why? Because there's someone there.
There's someone there. This is a situation where a girl is just better to be with someone than to be a loser single person. No, being a single person sometimes is the power position. I look around some of my friends, I'm like, I wouldn't put up with that crap. You know what? I don't have to.
Yeah.
Now, again, there are some nights when I'm kind of lonely and would like to have somebody to go to dinner with.
Yeah. Call me.
That's the price I pay. Mm. But I wouldn't be in a relationship that makes me feel less than wonderful than somebody that devalues me and doesn't respect me.
No, no, get out of that.
It's better being alone. Get a spine. Don't, you know, or if you do love him, start sticking up for yourself in this relationship. See if he cuts bait.
No.
If he sticks around, maybe it'll kind of turn him on.
Let him drop that zero and get you a hero.
Or, you know, try standing up for yourself and start putting your foot down. See if that works. If it doesn't, find somebody else. This relationship sounds miserable.
Yeah. Why
people who date, they fight all the time. It's negative energy. Every time they walk in the room, it's like, oh, he brought her.
Here comes a couple that fights every time.
She brought him again. Why'd she bring him? And it's like,
why waste the time?
Nobody wants to be around you.
You're that couple.
Yeah.
You're that couple. I don't even want to read your letter anymore. Because you're that couple.
Boom.
Get out, girl. Get out.
Not meant to be. Really? If you want to write a love letter to R. Kelly Raspberry, go to KidNation.com. There's a nice little love letters to Kelly tab. Write it. We read it. She solves it.
Boom. Bam.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Welcome to the studio. Production guy Trey.
What's up?
Hey, Trey.
How old are you, Trey?
Trey the Bounty 24. Hunter.
Trey's 24. What do you do here at Kid Craddock Show?
I am the production director. I grab those Hizzle clips, I write Kelly's script, and I misspelled hairdresser instead of harassing the other
day.
That was all me.
Usually
if something's misspelled, you can point the finger at me.
We try to protect you, Trey.
I appreciate
that. You're a young buck.
He is, but I feel like he's not the youngest anymore, and he's kind of started growing up with us and been getting more responsibility.
Yeah. I didn't even know you did all that.
Yeah, well, no one knows what I do here. Al hardly knows my name.
No. Yeah, you got a girlfriend, Trey?
I don't.
Why not? Single?
Yeah, well, because I get to work at like 3 a.m., and there's really no social life. And then on Fridays, I'm already tired by the time it's actually time to go out and have a social life.
Do you go outside ever? Because you're very pale.
Every once in a while?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's me calling someone pale. That's bad.
Dang.
That's,
yeah. Mm. You almost look like that whiteboard over there.
Yeah, that's the pot calling the kettle pale there.
You need to go get some sunshine and vitamin D.
Got it.
Well, he obviously went out last night, even though we don't go out on school nights, because he has two House of Blues bracelets on right
now. He's not letting those go. Those are souvenirs.
For sure.
Trey,
I love when you're in your 20s. You know, you always want to wear those wristbands
like
another day or two.
People that go to Coachella do that.
Exactly.
All they do is post photos of, like, all their wristbands all the way up.
So what crazy alternative rock band did you go see yesterday, Trey?
Well, I got the benefit of you guys being extra busy, so I got to go and hang out with my new favorite band, 5 Seconds of Summer, or, as the real fans call them, 5SOS. 5SOS.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now, you may think...
SOS, yeah.
You may think Trey's joking right now, being a 5 Summers of a song.
The what?
5 Seconds of Summer guy, fan. Yeah. He has been playing this song for months.
Seriously. It's the first time I heard it 2 months ago. I said, this is going to be the song of summer, hands down.
It grabbed you in your
catchy.
Gut.
It's great.
And you're single, so why not? I mean, what's the average age of the fan?
Oh, like 12. Going out there yesterday, it was not. It
12
did not make
girls.
Me feel good about myself.
12-year-old girls.
12-year-old girls, yes.
Luckily, Trey took a recorder with him like a stud.
So
and you grabbed some audio
for
us.
Was this your first interview with a band or celebrity, solo?
In college, I interviewed a couple of Grammy-nominated artists.
Who?
I don't remember their names. They were jazz artists. So,
highly coveted Grammy. Jazz Grammy.
There's evidence out there of me actually talking to people that can play music, but nobody you would have ever heard of.
Okay.
But I got to go out to the venue out there, and there were girls lined up around the block.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had to go and just, you know, see what was up with them. And I had to kind of make sure that they knew I was a huge fan, too.
We are outside of 5 Seconds of Summer's tour bus right now.
Really?
Who's your favorite?
I will love whichever one loves me.
I'm going to marry all four. We're moving you.
We love Luke.
Michael's got bronchitis, so watch out.
Thanks, Papa.
Inside scoop from inside, okay? I'm about to get mugged out here. This is a madhouse.
Gotta get a sing-along going.
Oh, my.
Those 13-year-old girls were feeling me.
And that one 40-year-old man.
With his daughter shaking his head at Trey.
Trey security.
I'm so down.
Wow.
Trey, you.
Trey, there's not one guy except for that. Except for that parrot.
Dad, yeah.
There's that one guy in this.
No dudes.
Oh, my gosh. And you're serious. The line
goes. There's another dad.
There's dads, but that doesn't count. There's no dudes there to watch.
None. Zero.
As I was passing by, trying to get audio from the crowd, I went up to three or four dads, and they shut it down immediately. Can I talk to you?
No.
They avoided eye contact. They were like, please don't come over here.
Are they sure they were dads, or they just didn't want to know?
Well, good point. They thought I was in to catch a predator.
I've never seen you with that much energy, either. That was great.
It was it was 5 seconds of summer. You gotta have energy.
You find your little lady out there? You say you don't have a girlfriend?
No. There were a couple of awkward moments, but we won't get into those.
Oh, really?
Mm. Okay, so you said the fans call them like
five
songs.
Yeah, there's the directioners. You gotta have the nickname for the fans.
Right, you got Beliebers,
right?
Directioners, Smiley okay. Like Miley. And they got to have a catchy. If they're going to be a huge band, if they're going to have the song of the summer, they have to have a specific name. I tried to throw out one, and I wanted to call them Fivers.
Fivers? No, I think we call them Five Stars Fam, but, like, really, they can sort of name themselves what they want.
Well, you should call them Saucers.
Saucers?
Saucers is cool.
Doesn't that sound like they're drinking a lot, though?
Saucers,
like
sauce? How about Saucies?
Yeah, the Fiving Saucers.
Saucies is good because they're girls. And then I had to give them the latest breaking news out of Australia, right? Mm. Cody Simpson.
There's big news for Australia. Cody Simpson got kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, man. What for?
You guys, well, he was voted off. You guys didn't
off
want
for bad dancing.
I didn't even know he was on that.
You guys, I was thinking you guys were gonna get your Australian followers to jump on board and vote.
Damn.
I don't watch that show.
Damn, I'm pretty sure Cody's a great dancer, though.
I thought we should be on that show, really.
We're great dancers. One day, as a quartet.
We're breaking scoop here. They'll be on the next Dancing with the Stars, maybe, potentially. Who knows?
I doubt it.
Well,
we're
not
going to
throw five people in there.
Not really breaking scoop, it was not confirmed.
Yeah.
I'm no newsman, but breaking news that might happen.
It's celebrity gossip. We can make up whatever we want as long as we say allegedly. And then they're going out on tour with 1D. They already went and did a couple of shows with them all over the world, and they're now going on tour.
I'm sorry, over that with 1D?
1D, huh?
Yeah, One Direction.
True fans know what you're talking about.
I know he
Thank
does.
Thank you, Kelly.
Trey made fun of me for being a One Direction fan, but he's a Five Sauce fan.
Something's off with Trey. Trey says he would not go out with Kate Upton if she begged him to.
It's all a persona.
And
you say, I got the radio personality going. You got to have some sort of bit.
So you pick Five Sauce over 1D.
Hands down, yeah.
Oh, Trey.
They play their own instruments, JC.
I know they do.
Okay, so what does One Direction have over Five Sauce?
Harry Styles.
Who's that?
Continue.
name the five guys, I'm assuming?
They're four.
Four. Trey's trying to make it five.
Five sauces. There's four. It could be four
sauces.
Yeah,
I thought that was a little weird too. But you got Luke, Michael, Callum, and Ashton. Thank you.
Why are you bragging about this?
I know, but the thing is...
We're best friends.
Trey, be completely honest. Which one's the cutest?
Ooh, that's tough.
Who was the one sitting here last?
Pretty comfortable. Directly to my left is Ashton. He was the last one to join the group. He's their drummer.
Right.
And so the three guys, Luke, Callum, and Michael, they all went to school together. They needed a drummer. They solicited on Facebook, and they found their good buddy, Ashton.
Wow, on Facebook?
Yeah. Well, they were friends on Facebook already, and they knew he was a drummer, so they got him involved.
I'm
going to
start soliciting on Facebook.
Me too. I'm going to solicit right
now.
Did
you feel out of place because your jeans were so much looser than theirs?
Totally, because when Nick the video guy, now producer, were up there, and JC goes, did they steal... JC. Nick goes, did they steal JC's yoga pants before they went on stage? It was extra, extra tight.
Yeah,
those jeans get so tight, I don't know how the guys breathe.
They're stretchy.
So they're going out. They're kind of... becoming a big deal, Five Sauce.
Oh, they are.
And they're joining One Direction for a world tour, and they say it's a little bit daunting.
It's kind of scary at the moment because we're playing stadiums. I don't think you can, like, kind of prepare for stadiums. You just have to throw yourself into the situation. But I'm so excited.
The venue we were at last night was, like, 3,000 people max, and then they're going to go and be in 80,000 people stadiums. I think that's got to be a shock. So maybe they'll be able to handle it. Maybe they won't.
That's the best way to get... a bunch of new
fans.
That's how they
probably got all their
first
fans.
First time I heard them when they happened for 1D.
Yep.
So you're on a deserted island with three life vests.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You can only save three of the four sauce, five sauce, whatever.
members of 5 Seconds
Which three do you save?
Oh, I'll give up mine. All four of them can go. I'll swim. Aww. I'll see what I can do.
Aw, Trey, you're weird.
That's a real fan right there.
You're weird.
That's a real single guy right there.
Yeah, right?
My goodness.
And since we got Easter coming up, mm-hmm. yeah. they're from Australia. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some kind of differences, right?
Is there?
There are.
You guys don't roast camels, do you?
You don't roast camels on Easter, do you? Yeah, you
like
do
camels.
Yeah, that's what,
like
yeah,
with
that's
the
what
hump,
we do.
The animal. Yeah. Y'all are just messing with me because I don't understand Australia, aren't you? Don't lie to me.
Instead of like a rabbit delivering stuff, it's actually a kangaroo.
It's a, oh, I was going to ask if it was a wallaby.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it could be. If,
listen, I really feel like y'all are just pulling one over on me right now.
Well, no, man. It's like, legit Easter.
We call them the traveling camels.
I'm going to research this.
The camels all deliver eggs.
I had no reason to think they were going to lie to me. I was sitting there really believing them until I started going... There are no camels in Australia.
There might be.
The kangaroo be. I would have believed, you know, like oh, they take all the yeah. little Easter eggs out of the pouch.
Yeah.
They didn't know about the Easter chicken either.
They didn't.
Trey, did you get any one of their phone numbers?
I didn't.
Why?
Oh, you wanted to ask her, didn't you? It's so awkward. How do you bring it up?
It is awkward.
Let me get your number because I work on a radio show. I can help your career.
That's just weird. Then I've turned into one of the 13-year-old girls standing outside.
No.
You already have, dog. You already have.
You're there already. Might as well go full-on fan.
Well, Trey, thank you. I think you did a good job.
I appreciate it.
One of your first interviews.
How was the show?
It was pretty good. I've already gushed too much. It's going to be awkward if I keep going.
Okay.
But if you guys got any tips for me, I'd love to know how to be a better radio
personality. I thought you were great.
Thank you.
No,
you did great.
You did a great job.
And thank you for going because that was way better than one of us.
And I guarantee,
especially me.
It's the truth.
I guarantee you there are pictures of Trey the creepy lonely guy at the concert. So if you took pictures of that creepy lonely guy, please send them to us so we could see if that was Trey.
Trey was the only guy.
Only
there.
Dude.
Wow.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We asked you to call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're asking you, gentlemen, what is the girliest thing you do?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to sell yourself out, maybe you ladies want to call us up and let us know what the girliest thing your man does is.
Okay, okay.
Or a man can call in with a British accent to throw us off.
Yeah, you
I
can
love
do that.
When people do that.
You can speak.
You
speak
can come up
British
with your
accent.
Fun fake accent and be incognito.
All right.
Why are we doing this? Because somebody's lady wants to front him out here at the studio.
What?
Lady?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Who is it?
Somebody's lady?
Yeah. Woman.
Someone's bud?
The one that's got a lady is you and Big Al.
No, it could be anybody from the office. Like video guy Nick, who now produces.
Oh.
Nicholas.
I wasn't thinking outside the studio.
Oh, Kelly, yes. There's outside the studio.
He's still a newlywedder, isn't he?
Yeah, he got married.
There's way more guys in here than girls.
He got married to his high school sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nick.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick.
Say hello to your wife, Blair.
No. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Blair.
Hey, Blair.
Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. I don't think we've ever heard from you on the air, and you're calling in for this topic, the girliest thing your husband does?
She's the reason we're doing this topic.
Yes.
What is the girliest thing Nick does?
Mm-hmm. For all the aggies to hear.
My wonderful husband, Nick, sleeps wearing an eye mask.
Oh, we have a photo of that. Thank you for sending the picture, Blair.
Oh, wow.
Take that off.
And not only that, but it also says do not disturb on it in really girly writing.
Are you sensitive to light, Nick?
Yes.
Blair, was this yours or was this his that he brought into the marriage?
This is actually his second one.
Did the first one say princess is sleeping?
No.
Sleeping beauty?
No, but I did have to go to like 3 different stores to get this for him because all the other ones were like pink and had rainbows on them or had eyes.
Like dreaming of my Prince Charming.
Now, do you take it off for sexy time at least?
Oh, leave it on.
See, that would be so offensive.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Blair.
Thank you, Blair.
Yeah, thanks, sweetie.
I've been also asked to ask you about your small socks, Nick.
Your small
socks? Okay, now the production guys are talking to you.
What do you wear, anklets?
Well, I wear the loafers with the appearance of no socks.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, the ones you could wear at the shoe store?
Yeah. They're like pantyhose material stuff.
So, you wear those?
Take your shoes off right
now. Your feet don't sweat and make funky noises.
They make sock material
ones. I mean, I'm wearing them right now.
You got on
on stockings.
Oh,
but
my God, Nick.
They help. Nick. They help your shoes not stink after your feet get all sweaty.
You're wearing pantyhose.
I've already gone through like a pair or two of nice shoes because they stink so bad.
You still wear them. You're a guy.
But do they,
wait, that's what we do.
Do they make those for men or do you have to go to the ladies' department?
No, these are men.
I didn't know they made them for men.
There's no way those are.
Well, they do have them. Like
it says polo on it.
I did not know they made those for men, but that's great.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, it's silly looking.
I mean, it's dumb. It's really embarrassing. So thanks, production guys, for talking in JC's ear. But yeah.
How would they know unless you've told them?
Because my wife told them.
Oh.
We were at Kelly's birthday party last year, and for some reason that came up.
Well, there was a lot of alcohol involved.
Yeah. Wow.
Your new nickname is Pantyhose Nick.
No, I think that's great. I mean, it is. There's certain things you're supposed to wear that aren't supposed to be seen.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you wear certain shoes, your feet make funny noise. But if you put on a pair of socks or something, they don't make that noise. They don't stink. Your
shoes
don't sweat
as
much.
They're like leather loafers, so they would kind of squeak and crunch and stuff. So this kind of softens that and makes me
good for
really
you.
Lame.
Dude, we're dudes. We're supposed to make noises when we walk.
I have on ankle boots that you can see if I had socks on, and so I don't.
Right. I don't feel so bad about my girly thing now.
Well, now what is your girly thing?
So, Nick, should I for Christmas buy you those, the little heart-shaped nipple covers so when you don't wear a bra?
See, we didn't
That's
go
just
there.
Not even
See,
Jenna.
We didn't even go there.
Come on.
I'm not really going to be
ladylike today.
Right. I'll reveal what I've been doing lately.
Okay, well, what have you been doing? What's your girly thing?
Secretly, when my wife is not home, I like to pop the computer open and get down with some Zumba.
Zumba?
I like it. Dude.
You're the dude that does Zumba dance?
You could laugh all you want, but I saw the girls doing it at the gym, and it looks so much fun, and you're doing all these twirls. And
it looks fun?
Yeah.
That was a bet my roommate and I had because it looked embarrassing, and I lost, and I was supposed to do it.
That's why I'm doing it at home by myself because it's so much fun.
Do you wear the skirt?
No, I don't wear the skirt. I wear my yoga pants.
Yeah, that's one thing I can't Zumba.
Yeah.
And I can't go to the Zumba class at the gym because
why not?
Because I'm a dude.
Have you ever seen a man in Zumba?
No.
Either.
Well, I have, my gym. He's the instructor, though.
You know.
Occasionally you'll see the one guy doing the aerobicize or whatever it is, but I've never seen a guy in Zumba.
It's too much pressure to keep up with the routine.
Right.
It's so much fun.
Now, you guys know I do the body butter and the bubble bath, so that's not a big surprise to anybody. But does owning, 30 pair of shoes, does that qualify as being girly?
No.
That doesn't? Okay.
You can have tennis shoe collections.
You're a sneakerhead.
What about
fashion things like that aren't.
What about singing Killing Me Softly at karaoke?
No.
That's just singing karaoke.
Because it's like, because I don't change it to her finger.
What?
Or her song with her words.
You keep it his?
Yeah. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly.
No, it doesn't make you girly.
His song. All right. Well, good.
Are you saying
100% man right here, baby?
Are you telling me that Al missed the memo on the bit?
Yeah.
I was asking if those are girly things.
You're good.
Well,
I think you're good.
Bubble baths. You've already revealed that. Yeah, you use body butter. I don't know if men are supposed to use the amount of body butter you consume in an
average
year.
I use a stick of body butter.
Oh, looks like our boy Mike wants to get in on this.
Well, since we're all coming clean, so my wife is a makeup artist, and she doesn't know this, but I stole one of her eyelash things.
The brush?
Eyelash brushes.
To make your eyelashes longer?
Mascara?
No, because when we go out, I always hate how light my eyebrows are, and so I use it to darken up my eyebrows, and she still thinks it's lost
mascara.
To this day. The mascara. But I use it to darken up my eyebrows when I go out.
You're gay. Okay. That's not nice.
It's a girly thing that I do secretly.
Now, do you, when y'all go out, you still have this little eyebrow thing. Do you have her hold it in her pocket?
In a little clutch?
If you don't have room in your jeans. Here, can you hold that for me? Oh, my God.
She doesn't know about it.
That's weird,
I
man.
I stole it.
Oh, that's weird. I don't think we should play this anymore.
Thought we were in the trust tree.
We're in the trust tree.
All right, what are the girly things the guys do?
Dallas, what's the girliest thing you do?
The girliest thing I do is I cry at movies.
Oh, my dude. Mm. It's okay to cry at movies.
Yeah.
But it depends on the movie.
The latest?
Yeah.
Latest movie I've cried at was the Lego movie.
The Lego movie?
When the father...
The Lego movie.
Yeah,
you
when the father finally
it.
Gives
I
in.
I won't spoil it, but trust me. Towards the end, tearjerker.
Did you go with kids at least?
I went with my wife.
Oh, that's tough.
She
actually, she she knows me so well, she leaned over and was checking my face, and yeah, she found tears.
Did she she give you a tissue?
If she had had tissue with her, yeah, she yeah. Mm.
So she
reached over.
She
but,
didn't.
You know, just
she didn't cry, did she?
Actually, I'm not sure. I don't think she did. I think she was laughing at me as the scene came up because she knew.
It's only going to get worse. I think as you get older, you start just thinking about, I don't know what you start thinking about, but I've noticed that I'm crying and
more
stuff.
More sentimental.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I was just watching a news story and, you know, I don't know,
it's real.
Your
hormones.
TV commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Dallas. Jared, you're a girly man yourself?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
There's not a single piece of hair on my body that isn't trimmed or shaved. From my eyebrows to the hair on my big toe.
That's all right, bro.
Hey,
he's
yeah.
proud.
Hair
he's owning
your thing.
It. He's owning it.
All right. Manscaping's good, dude.
Good. In the hard-to-reach places, my wife will wax.
All right, now we're getting out of hand there, buddy.
Yeah, wow.
Okay.
Wow. Now we're getting out of hand.
The backs of the legs, it's tough. The certain place on the back.
It's just weird.
And then there's certain positions you have to get in to get those.
I respect it, though.
Those crevices.
I respect Jared. Whew.
What else we got?
We got Donna, who has a girly boyfriend.
Hi.
Yeah.
Put him on Front Street.
What happened? What do you do?
He loves to watch Pitch Perfect over and over again, and he knows all the moves.
Aw. Just tell us his first name, please.
Richard.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
I thought it was Blair again calling about Nick.
And he's really not girly at all, but this is he does do this all
this
the time.
Is one thing.
What does he do for a living?
What is he, a mechanic?
Huh?
What does he do for a living?
He's a supervisor.
All right.
Does he like it when they have that a cappella sing-off in the pool?
You've watched it, Mike?
He can, yeah. His favorite is the ending, and he knows the whole dance and everything.
What?
So if your boss's name is Richard.
Yeah. Give him the funny look today.
Yeah. Give him the stank look today.
He's my boyfriend, not my boss.
Well, no,
he's somebody's boss.
Yeah, he's somebody's boss.
He's
okay.
Somebody's boss.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Wow. Yeah, I'd be a little concerned about that.
Yeah. I like learning dances, though. That's fun. I do Zumba. Cups.
Wow.
Cheyenne, what's your girly husband do?
He goes and gets his eyebrows waxed at my beauty salon, and he has razor burn. He uses my foundation to cover it up.
I'm not going to lie. I've had Kinsey before we go out to parties. If I have a nice little zit going on, I'll have her put makeup on me when we go out to parties.
Photographer can use it on our wedding day.
Aww.
That's not too bad.
I guess it's okay as long as it's not a daily thing. It's just to cover up an occasional blemish.
Yeah. Not too bad. Thank you,
Cheyenne. Didn't they come out? Didn't Dick Clark back in the day? I'm trying to remember. Did he not come out with a skincare line and also some male makeup, like concealer?
It actually
doesn't that ring a bell?
Kind of familiar.
It wasn't like eyeshadows and things like that. It was like concealers and tinted moisturizers to even out your skin
as guy makeup.
Was, yeah, I seem to remember that.
So. Hmm.
And we got Diane on the phone, who also has a girly husband.
My husband sits on the toilet to pee.
Well,
is that just lazy?
Well, a lot of mommies teach their boys when they're potty training to do that because they get tired of cleaning up the mess.
That was part of it. And the other part was as he grew up, he got taller. He's 6'3", so he doesn't want to make a mess. So
that's exactly
it. Faithfully every single time.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to make
a mess.
It's a mess. He's got a little pee-pee.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because it's going a farther distance.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, Diane.
Your
husband wins.
I appreciate that because we all share a bathroom in this office, and the waterworks around the toilet are disgusting.
You need to get him one of those little bullseye things that you put down in the bottom of a toilet so he can practice or something.
Yeah, he needs to work on the aim.
Yeah.
The first time I saw him, I freaked out, and I said, what are you doing? And so then he explained it to me. I said, oh, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
My man sits on the toilet. No big deal. No big deal
at
all.
It's a neatness issue.
Okay.
I only do it when the lights are off at night. You know, when you're sleeping,
and you're just like,
I don't feel like turning on lights. I just sit down.
No, you
that's
still
the
stand
only
up.
Time.
You still stand up, dude.
The only time I do it.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we had Jason Derulo try to talk sexy to Kelly Raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
He started strong.
He started out real strong.
And then he wanted her to cook him dinner.
Yeah, what was up with that?
It went south really fast. So we decided, you know what? Talking sexy makes everything more interesting.
Makes everything sound a little bit better.
You know?
I don't know how you put it, man.
So I find myself, if you read just mundane tasks in a sexy voice, you could turn your significant other on so fast, make her head spin.
Or his head spin.
Or his.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring back a bit we've done in the past called Make It Sexy.
Okay.
We get directions to do things you do every day at home or you might need help with. And we do it in our sexy voice.
All right.
Up first.
Because.
Why
because.
Not? Because. Because Talk Dirty to Me is number one song in the country.
Okay.
And because we had a break to fill.
And sometimes. You know, there's mundane tasks that need to be completed in life, so why not turn mundane into sexy time?
Make it sexy.
Kelly.
Sure, there's your premise right there.
All right, here we go. Are we going to vote on these at the end, or is the listener's going to vote? Or
you can go to Facebook and vote on who you thought was sexiest.
I'm just asking.
Kelly.
What?
Are you ready? You're going
always
first.
Ready.
All right, let's turn the lights down.
Always ready
in the
to
mood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk sexy.
Oh, okay, sorry. TV lights. All right, go ahead.
Okay, my topic, and why would they give this to me, is how to dig a ditch.
Oh, if you need a ditch dig, Doug, go grab your shovel and get ready.
If you need a ditch dig, Doug.
Yeah.
Dig Doug.
You're doing some ditch digging.
Diggy Doug. That sounds like the new rap sensation.
Diggy Doug. Go ahead, Kelly.
Go ahead,
but this has nothing to do with rapping. This is all about digging ditches.
Come on, sexy Kelly.
Sexy time.
Yeah.
Start digging at one end. And make your way gradually to the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
To avoid spending all of your time walking rather than digging.
Mm-hmm.
Try to dig all the way down to your goal depth before you move further down the line. Sometimes your ditch might backfill just a little bit as you dig.
Mm-hmm.
This is all right for now, but try to keep it under control.
Oh.
If you whisper, I find it makes them lean closer to the radio.
I got goosebumps.
All right.
Yeah, come on.
Use a long ruler to check the depth. Level out inconsistencies in depth as you discover them, either by digging more or backfilling as needed. Make sure your hole is deep enough. If you are trying to dig a ditch for irrigation, I think you know what I mean. Especially if you want it to hold standing water. You're going to have to dig into the water table. This will be easy to detect since the ditch will start to fill up as soon as you have dug into it.
Whoa,
Kelly. Right.
That was pretty sexy.
Yeah?
That was pretty sexy.
I don't think I could
dig in my ditch.
Yeah. That's how you dig a hole right there.
All right.
Big Al Mac, what are you going to be teaching us today?
I'm going to teach you how to trim your nose hair.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we need to be taught that.
Make sure you're in a private place, such as a locked bathroom.
Can you speak up? I can't hear you at all.
This is not the kind of situation you generally want people walking in on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This may be a little painful, but you still might want to numb it. Get it numb, you know, to kind of numb the pain a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Now, to do this, you put a small ice cube up the appropriate hole, just for about a minute.
Wait, what's his topic again?
Trimming nose hairs?
Yeah, let the man be sexy.
You may feel pretty awkward doing this, but remember, nobody can see you.
Nobody can hear you.
Choose the hairs that you want to pluck.
Oh, so we're plucking, not trimming.
Yeah. Now, don't go overboard, baby. Don't go overboard. Nose hairs are good for lung health, plus they're painful to remove. Just pluck the ones visible to a person standing a reasonable distance away. Gripping firmly at the root, give one quick, sharp pull. Don't give yourself time to think about it. Drawing out for fear of pain actually makes it hurt worse.
Your eyes might water a bit. Your face may go a tinge red, but keep your final goal in mind. A hair-free exterior nose. When done, try boiling some water and inhaling the steam for just a few sensual moments. This will soothe a stinging nose and help it regain its natural moisture.
Nice. Ow.
Say it again.
No.
Moisture.
Moisture. Ah. Al, I got some ice cubes if you want to shove them up each other's noses.
Yeah.
How was that?
Just well, much like real life, I lost interest about halfway through.
Oh, man. He didn't turn you on at all? No? Maybe I will then. Hello.
I'm just really having a hard time realizing that people need instructions for these things.
Trimming your
oh,
nose?
They do.
Or, you know,
they, yeah.
Plucking,
people search for these things online. Yeah. Perhaps you need your toilet unclogged.
Ew. In Espanol?
In Espanol.
This is how to make it sexy, unclogging your toilet.
Oh, yeah. Feed the tip of the auger gently into the opening. Then you crank clockwise while pushing it down until you feel resistance. If it gets stuck, crank it counterclockwise while pulling back. And once it's freed, you can resume cranking clockwise and cranking some more.
Why are you gyrating?
Cranking until it goes as far down as it can go. Continue cranking as you pull the handle up.
All right.
If it jams, just push gently and then pull again.
Mm-hmm.
Remove it when the blockage is cleared.
Ooh.
Then use the plunger on the drain. Just in case there is still some leftover debris.
Debris?
Debris. You need the little sucky part, right? That's the plunger.
Check to make sure it is draining freely and flush away. Mala raza.
What does that mean?
For my people.
Right. Why do you have to put the toilet paper in the trash can instead of flushing it down the commode?
In Mexico?
Yeah.
Because our pipes aren't as strong as
they are here. Your septic system is very fragile, Big Al.
You don't want to mess up those pipes.
They're skinnier or something, narrow.
Yeah, you don't want the toilet paper coming out of the faucet in the kitchen later.
Ew!
Oh, my. All right, Gina.
Okay.
Come on, make it sexy.
All right, I haven't read mine yet. Okay, apparently I'm going to give instructions for how to connect a trailer to a hitch.
All right.
All right.
This is something I've never done before.
Oh, I beg to differ. I think you've
been talking sexy or trailer hitching?
Yeah, both. First timer right here. Connecting your trailer to a hitch. Raise your trailer tongue ball socket.
What?
Or coupler to a height to clear the ball. Line up the center of your vehicle with the center of your trailer.
Come on.
Stop the vehicle once the tongue coupler is over the ball.
Make it sexy.
Lower the tongue coupler socket onto the trailer hitch ball until the full weight of the trailer is on the ball. Close the coupler clamp, securing the ball in the coupler. Lock the coupler on the ball using a hitch pin. Run the safety chains under the tongue so they cross one another.
Mm-hmm.
Plug in the electrical connections for the trailer lights and, if applicable, plug in the electrical brake on the trailer to tow the vehicle. Mm. You should check to make sure the hitch ball and coupler are firmly attached.
That's right. You don't want it coming off of there.
No way.
Retract the tongue jack extension and swinging it up and out of the way, securing or removing it it will not fall down while moving.
Yeah, you don't want your tongue jack to fall down.
A lot of emphasis on the tongue there, Jenna.
And the coupler.
I don't know how I was supposed to make that sexy.
It was. How can you not be sexy when you're talking about...
What?
Coupling stuff.
Couplings and...
Coupling what?
Tongue balls and jacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine would have been more like coupling alone.
Yeah. Sorry, Jenna.
Well, that was awkward.
There's no ball to coupling when you're trying.
I don't want to look anybody in the eye right now, actually.
Girl, I just want to get naked and dig a ditch with you.
I don't think you're supposed to get naked. Nowhere in her directions did she say get naked.
No.
Just trying to make it sexy.
We want you to go to Facebook and vote. You can also vote on Twitter for your favorite.
Your favorite sexy.
Who was sexiest?
Sexy instruction.
Why?
Hashtag make it sexy.
Because the loser's going to have to do something.
No.
Yeah,
no.
The loser's got to make a sexy voiced greeting on our listeners'
voice. Can't just make up stuff.
Don't make it up now. But
you can't make up stuff as you go.
I do anything I want.
The loser will have to do something sexy. So.
Can I do hashtag I'm sorry about that bit, Kid Craddock?
That was actually Kid's bit, Shannon. Hater. Right. Get your voting in. Go on and do it.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.